Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Big Fish Small Pod. I'm A.T. Werdahl, one of the regular hosts here, along with Daniel Rodriguez. We've been following this season practically day by day, and yesterday, September 16th, was a day off. So I, in some respects, took the day off. What I did, I tuned into Fish Stripes Live for a moment, saw various trade pitches. Brian Reynolds and Jacob Stallings seemed the most, like, topical, really, given that the Marlins are facing the Pirates today. And really what struck me about that would be like a new number one outfielder and a new number one catcher. Clearly that's been like a stated thing. I mean, Brian Reynolds can even play center field, so he's like a fully valid, fully warranted number one outfielder, as he can play every position with what would be the best bat in the Marlins outfield. Jacob Stallings, obviously a good catcher. He'd immediately supplant whoever the current starter is for Miami. I'm not sure whether or not you think that there's a like current starter in Miami with Alex Jackson, Sandy Leon, Jorge Alfaro. Really, like, what that indicates to me is that, like, the Marlins need to manage the roster. Obviously, their current record, 62-84, fourth place in the National League East, that's not what I would consider sustained success. They've managed to keep a few, like, threads going throughout the season, and that's great to see. As a manager in real life, I'm hoping to bring a little bit of my understanding into this conversation about the Marlins roster going forward. So obviously the team is pressed to contend. They've said that they're willing to spend, and we know they need to change. Ideally, they change exclusively for the best. So, like, looking at the roster, there's some kind of, like, ends that it's like. Like, Jorge Alfaro, for instance, it's not clear how he fits. Marlins need a number one catcher. Marlins need another one, number one outfielder. Jorge Alfaro has been kind of pinched out of both, really. He's only seldom in the left field and seldom behind the plate at this point. Obviously, fully warranted moving him away from catcher, and he doesn't seem to be as good of an outfielder as, like, Lewis Brinson at the moment. So what do you do with that? Even, like, talking about Lewis Brinson, he had that moment in August where he had his OPS over, like, 800 for the season, and it felt like he was, like, a must-start player with, like, I mean, and, like, obviously he's, like, an awesome defensive left fielder. And then you have Magnaris Sierra, who has, like, some solid tools. He's played in, like, 112 games, only 209 plate appearances, despite, like, adding a new gear on base paths and defensively. And he's been, like a positive B-war player. It's still, though, like, a thin role. looking at Sierra, maybe he hasn't been able to, like, really, like, fully, like, spread his wings yet. Maybe Lewis Brinson is better positioned. Like, we know his bat can play. Not that it always plays, but that it can. So maybe there's a role for him as, like, a bench bat, left field defensive upgrade, outfield supplement. Well, Jorge Alfaro could potentially also fit, like, assuming some development with the bat, like a big bat catcher spot going forward. But, like, really what we're talking about is this, like, convoluted mess on the roster where you have, like, just, like, quickly going down what, like, looks like opening day 2022 might look like. It's like they have a new catcher, Lewin Diaz at first, Jesus Aguilar, knee, not withholding, maybe Garrett Cooper otherwise at first. I mean, sorry, DH, thank goodness, hopefully DH. Second base, Jazz, shortstop, Miguel Rojas, third base, Brian Anderson, who, like, had an injury and couldn't stay healthy for the year. Same with Garrett Cooper. I don't know, I mean, you like what you can get, but, like, you can't be dependent on them to start for a full year. You can't be fully dependent on them, especially even as you go deeper on the roster and just, like, freak stuff happens, like John Birdie's concussion, which is another thing that you just don't know how it's going to pan out. It's different, more nuanced than, like, just a straightforward, like, I legitimately can't think of an example of, like, an easy way to move on from a player. You could designate them for assignment, pass them through waivers for the rest of the league to get. You could try to trade them to a team that would want them. You could, and have, like, a role for them to fill that's bigger than what they've got. You could also, you know, just, like, cut them. You could, some of these players have options. You can demote and hope they develop in AAA and help them develop in AAA. But, like, the roster as it sits, it's outfield is, like, you got a new number one, you got Jesus Sanchez, you got Brian De La Cruz, and that's, like, we've already listed, like, 9 position players, just, like, a catcher, Lewin, Jesus, Jazz, Miguel, Brian, new outfield, Jesus Sanchez, and Brian De La. Then you have on the bench, perhaps, Garrett Cooper, Sandy Leon, Eddie Alvarez, and Lewis Brinson, and that leaves a couple of people off, like Magnara Sierra, Jorge Alfaro, John Birdie, Eason Diaz, Alex Jackson. I mean, I'm not, like, fully, like, the baseball expert that, like, Derek Jeter, Kim Ng, Don Mattingly, Eli Sussman, any of those guys really are. So, like, it could be, like, a mismatch there, but the fact is, like, there's still probably, like, 5 position players that, like, in your head you have, like, lined up mentally as, like, major league players. And Marlins major leaguers. That's a lot. That's, like, a lot of people. That's 5 people that you're in charge of. There's a huge responsibility to that. You need to make sure, especially when you have so much potential control over their life, that they're in a position that they want, in a position to succeed, and that your team itself is in the best position going forward. Being, like, player first and, like, offering that, like, level of respect has helped the Marlins organization. It helped them sign Adam Duvall as, like, a late affordable sign because they were willing to commit to him with that, like, buyout option so that, like, he could make money despite the Marlins not being able to, like, commit that money at the exact moment. And he was an upgrade, and a guy like him, he would still be an upgrade in the outfield. Maybe you add a second outfield bat, because this Marlins team needs to hit. They haven't hit. They have hit, but, like, 62 and 84. So you need change. You absolutely have to have some change. To their credit, the current Marlins have been winning. They recently finished a stretch where they won a series against the Mets, the Phillies, the Nationals, lost a series to the Braves, but still winning against three out of the four division rivals is, like, great. And they've been winning at this moment after trading at the deadline. If they can continue to keep their positions in the best possible place for them going forward, the Marlins can continue that. They can continue to win. Tonight, Marlins will face the Pittsburgh Pirates at Lone Depot Park. 7:10 start time, Eliezer Hernandez versus Will Crow. For Big Fish, Small Pod, I've been A.T. Werdahl. We'll be back with you after the weekend.